During the past 25 years, northern Iraq has been repeatedly turned into a battleground in conflicts between Saddam Hussein's army and various Kurdish factions. The fighting and destruction and poverty it triggered have turned part of the population there into refugees. More than 1,000 have taken shelter in a building that symbolizes the brutality of Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Dahak in northern Iraq.
If it wasn't for the rooftop that bristles with homemade TV antennas, Nizarki Castle would look much like the other modern-day fortresses and stone bunkers that dot the mountains of northern Iraq. Step through the building's fortified walls, and it's clear the residents here are not soldiers. Scores of children play in the castle's football field-sized courtyard, while the walkways of the hulking three-story building are humming with activity as members of the more than 180 families that live here go about their daily lives. In one corner of the courtyard, women squat on the muddy ground beside a huge water tank as they wash dishes and clothes by hand. They explain that Nizarki Castle used to be an Iraqi army base until shortly after Saddam Hussein's defeat in the Gulf War in 1991. In fact, says this woman, Nizarki was the place where security forces brought you if they suspected you were a Kurdish rebel.
This place, violently they treated the people here. At the time of Anfal, they arrested many people. They bring him there and then they disappeared. And she said her father-in-law, he disappeared here at the time of Anfal.
Anfal was Baghdad's campaign to crush the rebellious Kurds in the late 80s. Thousands of villages in northern Iraq were destroyed, huge segments of the civilian population deported, and untold thousands of Kurds simply disappeared. The rumor is that here in Nizarki Castle, Iraqi security forces bludgeoned Kurds to death with bricks. Before becoming a victim of forced deportation in 1988, Mustafa Hassan spent time as a prisoner within these very walls.
He stayed here for two or three nights, and they beat him too much.
4 years ago, Hassan and 40 other families were forced to come here when fighting broke out between rival Kurdish factions near their village. He says he's still not accustomed to living in the same building where his brother may have been killed 15 years ago. When I moved here, I thought I was coming to hell, he says, but I can't afford to go home because my village has been destroyed. Followed by dozens of curious children, Hassan gives a visitor a tour of his home. The families have subdivided the castle's cavernous rooms and even its guard towers into apartments by building smaller huts out of cinder blocks, blankets, and plastic sheeting. On the second floor, Shakriya tries to rock her crying newborn daughter to sleep. Her husband moved the family here a decade ago because the rent was free. They've strung power cords into their room, which is furnished with an old TV, a battered refrigerator, and even a rusty air conditioner. But there are no bathrooms, she says, and in the winter, the bare concrete and cinder blocks don't stop flooding and freezing winds. The impoverished residents here have put remarkable effort into trying to make this inhospitable concrete castle livable. Flower pots sit outside some of the cells, and the roof, which overlooks the surrounding countryside, makes an ideal soccer field for the castle's boys. Some of these kids have lived their whole lives in Nizarki, but none of them likes it here. It's dirty and crowded, they say, and it stinks. This summer, the United Nations provided some relief to Nizarki by donating tons of cinder blocks. The residents are now hard at work building more than 100 latrines and outhouses for the community. There are more than 1,300 people living here, and the Mukhtar, or community leader, says the population is growing. The new families are coming here not because of conflict, but because they simply can't afford to live anywhere else. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dahak in northern Iraq.